So I'd like to welcome you all to this meeting. We have a big agenda in terms of what we're planning to do in terms of funding for labs all around the state. Just remember that the SCRB meetings are recorded, and the recordings should be available on the Department of Health website in about 3 business days. So that means early next week sometime. I don't have to remind you to speak in an audible voice so that you can be heard. Try to speak one at a time. I know that's hard sometimes. To limit side conversations and paper ruffling or shuffling, and that's even harder. And perhaps most importantly for the people taking minutes and so on, state your name before making or seconding a motion so that we can have accurate lists of who did what. So now what we're going to do is ask the other board members and the staff to introduce themselves by stating their names and affiliations. So we'll start, if we can, in Albany. How do we do that? I see Albany there, but is it ever going to get larger?
When they start talking.
Oh, okay. All right. So, Keith, could you introduce yourself there, please?
Yes, Keith Gerdy, board member.
Okay, great.
Hi.
All right,
hi.
So let's have the staff. Keith is a member of the board, of course. Now, staff members, could you please introduce yourselves?
Vicki Derbyshire, secretary to the board.
Hi, Vicki.
Hi.
Others?
Brian Rourke, DOH.
Okay.
Terry Asienzo, DOH.
Hi, Terry.
Jonathan Carmel, and Department of Health.
Okay. Jonathan, could you put your hand up? It's hard to see who's who there. Ah, okay, very good.
That's me.
Yep.
I'm an attorney. I work in the legal office.
Right. I've heard your name, but I didn't know your face. Okay. Otherwise, others? Not all at once.
George Cottage, DOH.
Okay.
Farrah O'Brien, DOH.
Okay. And those of you sitting on the right there, are you staff or
DOH.
Guests?
They're from DOH.
DOH, Harry.
Okay, so staff, yeah. Okay.
And Valerie Bowen are DOH.
Okay. All right, I think that's everybody then. So,
somebody
in the back. I'm sorry?
Caitlin McLeod, Trust Capital Advisors, on behalf of New Yorkers
Security
Paralysis.
Okay.
All right. I should put these things on. All right, so now let's move to Rochester.
Hi, I'm Gary Page. I'm at University of Rochester at the moment.
Okay. So Gary, you're a board member. Okay. All right. So now we'll move back to here in New York. So let's start with Bernice.
I'm Bernice Grafsbein. I'm a professor of physiology at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City.
Okay. Yeah. Talking into the microphone.
Should I
okay.
Do that again?
Yeah. Do it again. It sounded
okay.
good.
Okay. I'm Bernice Grafsbein. I'm a professor of physiology at Weill Cornell Medical College in New York City.
Good. Next, Fraser.
Fraser Sim, associate professor, University of Buffalo.
Adam Stein, professor and chair, Department of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, the Zucker School of Medicine at Hofstra Northwell.
Okay, Don.
Don Faber, vice chair of the board, and emeritus professor of neuroscience at Evergreen University.
So I'm Lauren Mint. Oh no, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Andrea Garavelli, I'm with the Department of Health.
Okay, I'm Lauren Mendel, I'm chair of the board. I'm professor emeritus at Stony Brook University in the Department of Neurobiology and Behavior.
Harleen Van Patten, DOH.
Janine Push, DOH.
I'm Christian Ragnarsson, I'm a professor chairman emeritus at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, New York.
Nancy.
Okay. Right. That's the important part.
Can I ask for a favor? I didn't realize there were people to my left of Janine. I can't see Nancy. And can you move the camera a little bit?
Oh,
Wow.
Well, Gary, I don't know who does that or how it gets done. Oh, there's another screen over there. Okay. We'll try to do that, Gary, but in the meantime, I think we should get started. Okay, yeah.
Can I ask one question? You can't see me. Can you see Chris?
I can only see Janine on my left. I can see the rest of the panel on the right and the front.
So you're hemianopia. Hemianopia, is that the pronunciation?
I wish it were that, but it's equivalent. I think if we could just turn the camera.
Yeah, but I don't know where
the camera is. If it's in the ceiling.
Yeah, we don't see it.
Oh, well, okay. It's way in the corner directly. Bernice is right in line. That table is right in line with the camera.
We're gonna try to get
somebody to come in and look at it.
Some maintenance types to come.
Janine, if you move over towards the angle there, Fraser, you're heading towards it, sort of. Now just go to your left a little bit.
Oh, maybe that's it. Does that help?
I can't see it. Fraser, you're off to my right, your left. There you go.
Okay.
Oh, it's that one.
A little more.
She's now.
Now I see life on the other side. Yeah.
Oh, do you still see Bernice?
Yes.
Okay.
I can see Nancy now waving. Hi.
Okay.
Hi, and Ricky and team in Albany, can you see us now?
Yes.
This is much better.
Okay.
Good.
Y'all look great.
All right. So that's good. So we've done this. All right. Okay. So I'd like to thank everybody for being here. Just a little bit of housekeeping. Tom Bryce has resigned from the SCRB and not here today, of course. He let the Department of Health staff know that it's been an exceedingly rewarding experience, and he's enjoyed working with everyone. And the Commissioner of Health has thanked him for his dedicated service over the past 5 years, and we wish him all the best. A suitable candidate has been put forward to fill Dr. Bryce's vacant seat. Is that going forward? Do we know what's going on with that?
It's been submitted to the department.
It's been submitted, and the issues that were brought up have been overcome.
No, we don't know that, no.
We don't know that.
Can you tell us here with us?
Yeah, we don't know if it's going to go forward. And the reason is, I think I can say.
Not.
Eh? I shouldn't say. All right.
Not. We'll talk about it in executive session.
Generalized background, is it a researcher? Is it a
researcher. A researcher. A researcher. Yeah.
And we can discuss that in executive.
We can discuss it in executive session.
Okay.
All right. We'll bring it up then. All right. So today's agenda includes a program update from the Department of Health, a review of future RFAs, and most importantly, we'll consider applications for funding from a number of part and particularly IDEA applications, as well as the translational research projects. We will start by considering the minutes from the previous meeting, September 13th, 2019, Exhibit 1, Tab 2. Now, at this meeting, Nancy asked a question. I don't know why it fits here, but could board members be appointed to the SCRB if they lived outside New York State? And the answer is yes, as long as a candidate has significant ties to New York State, for example, works at an institution in New York but resides in New Jersey. That would be okay. So we are always looking for new members of the board. I don't think we're at full strength now. So if anybody has suggestions, maybe we can discuss that in executive session, because I view that as a problem, as a big problem, potentially anyway.
May I ask you, you're looking for, in addition to the candidate who's been put forward, you're looking for others as well?
Yes.
Good.
Yes. And, we'll discuss it in the executive session. Okay. So, if there's no discussion of the minutes, if there are no problems, may I have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
So moved.
Bernice moves.
Second.
I think that was, that was Dawn. Okay, seconded by Dawn. Okay, I don't think there's any discussion. So we will, as we usually do, have a roll call vote. Okay, we will start with Keith.
Keith Berge, yes.
Gary?
Yes.
Okay, and now we'll go around this way. Bernice?
Yes.
Fraser?
Yes.
Adam?
Yes.
John, yes.
Lauren, yes?
Yes.
Yes, from okay, Ragnarsson. Okay. All right, so they are unanimously approved. It isn't unanimously approved. Okay, so now what we're going to do is hear an overview of the RFAs. Now, I want to remind you that we're in public session, and since there are recusals that will take place when we discuss individual proposals, we can only talk about global processes and generalities. And Andrea, wherever you are, so the floor is yours if you come back and claim it.
Okay. 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 Thank you, Lauren. The part and idea applications are listed in score order and are displayed in Exhibit 2, Tab 4 of your binders. This RFA was issued on April 25th, 2019. Applicants were given a period of 8 weeks to prepare their applications. We received 29 applications by the due date. Peer review took place in September 2019, and this RFA has made $5 million available to fund approximately 5 to 14 awards, depending on the mixture between part and ideas. Please note that if you recommend the top 11 scoring applications, funding of $5.16 million would be programmed. Contracts are expected to begin on July 1st, 2020, for a period of 2 or 3 years, depending on the mechanism. The SCRB may vote in favor or against any application submitted for funding. If an application for which there are available funds is not recommended for funding, the SCRB will fully justify in writing why the application was not approved. And as in the past, the SCRB may choose to approve but not fund other meritorious applications. That way, if there are declinations from the approved round, we can put forward other applications for funding. Are there any questions on the Part and Idea RFA? We also released the translational RFA on April 29th, 2019. Applicants were given a period of 10 weeks to prepare these applications. We received 3 applications by the due date. Peer review also took place in September 2019. And this RFA has made $6 million available to fund approximately 2 awards. Contracts are expected to begin August 1st for a term of 5 years. And as I said before, the SCRB may vote in favor or against any application submitted for funding. And if we were to skip over an application, we'll have to fully justify in writing why the application was not approved. And as in the past, you may choose to approve but not fund other applications. Are there any questions?
So by skip, you mean if we were to go, let's say there are 3 in this case, if we were to say we were going to, wanted to fund 1 and 3 but not 2, we would have to justify that.
Exactly.
Okay. And similarly for the ideas and parts.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. Now, at what point are we going to
get... So now we're going to go into...
Executive session, and then we're going to discuss what we talked about.
Yep.
Okay. So I think that covers relevant topics that we can discuss in public session. So I would like to have a motion to move into executive session for the discussion, for the purpose of discussing the peer review results and future RFAs. So can I have a motion to move into executive session?
So moved.
Okay, Christian, thank you. A second?
Second.
Bernice, okay. I assume there's no discussion. So again, we have to do a roll call vote. Let's start in Albany.
Keith, yes.
Gary in Rochester?
Yes.
Okay, and Bernice here in New York?
Yes.
Okay. Fraser?
Adam, yes.
Don, yes. Lauren, yes.
Yes,
and Nancy, yes. Okay, so we're now going to go into executive session, which means that we must ask all of the guests who are sitting, I don't see any here, I don't see any in Rochester, I assume
there's
no...
There was just one in Albany.
There's one in Albany, so that individual...
Nobody left.
Okay.
Okay, all right, so, this individual would be welcome to join us when we reconvene in public session, perhaps as late as 2:30. I'm hoping we can do it a little bit faster. Okay.
Okay.